For more Bible topics, go to www.biblebro.net. My name is Kent Owen, and the topic is death, where we go when we die. What is the death and afterlife process? What happens after a person dies? Where do we go after we die? Now, traditionally, most people believe that when a person dies, they either go to heaven or hell, and then that's it. That's really the simplest way to look at it, but it's more complicated than that, and I think it's worth understanding. There's three different points of time to consider. In the past, the Old Testament times, everyone died and went to Sheol, which contains a safe side and a side of fiery torment. Presently, a person dies and their spirit either goes to heaven or hell, but in the future, our spirits will come back into our bodies and we will be resurrected, and those in Christ will live with Jesus on the earth, not in heaven, but right back here on the earth again, unless you're out in outer space or you're on the moon listening to this, while those outside of Christ are sent to the lake of fire, which is also a place that's inside of the earth. So one way or another, we are all resurrected and sent back to the earth, not up in heaven or down in hell, if you believe that hell is another dimension, but actual the lake of fire, which is in the earth, and resurrected to be with Christ here on earth. So let's look at the future first, which is the resurrection. People weren't created to die. Death is something that happens because of sin, Romans 5:12. We were made to live in our bodies forever, and that's what the resurrection is all about, restoring what was lost. After we die, our spirits will leave our bodies to be with God or away from God in hell. Later, our spirits will come back into our bodies, and we will all come back to life, says 1 Corinthians 6:14 and Romans 8:11. There will actually be two mass resurrections. The first resurrection, the dead in Christ will rise, says Revelation 20:4 through 5. And sometime after that, those who are living with Christ in them will be taken up into the sky like Jesus was. Look at 1 Thessalonians 4:16 through 17. And this event is known to many as the rapture. Those people don't stay in heaven, but they'll end up on earth forever with Jesus unless they turn from him. Now, after 1,000 years, Satan will come back from the bottomless pit and be thrown into the lake of fire. Then everyone else who has died, who does not have Christ in them, which are also called the wicked dead, will be resurrected and judged, Revelation 20:13. These will be thrown into the lake of fire with Satan and his angels, Matthew 25:41. Originally, God created hell for Satan. Now, the reason that people go to hell with him is because they make him their father, as it says like in John 8:44. Everyone will be resurrected and put back on planet Earth. Even the lake of fire is in the earth. Now, let's take a look at the past, which would have been Sheol or Hades. That's where people would have gone to in the past in Old Testament times. And before Jesus died and was resurrected, everyone died and went to Sheol, which is called Hades in the New Testament. There are at least two compartments here. One would be hell, which is called Gehenna, which you can see from Mark 9:47 through 48. And two, there is paradise, which you can see from Luke 23:43. And sometimes people call it Abraham's bosom because of the parable in Luke 16:22 with the story of the rich man and Lazarus. The wicked dead died and they went to Gehenna. Every dead person who believed in the resurrection were actually held in Sheol as captives. David, for example, when he died, he went to Sheol, but Jesus died, though he didn't stay dead long enough for his body to decay, as it says in Psalm 16:10. And brought David out of hell. Jesus brought all, not just David, but he brought all of the righteous dead out of Sheol and led them up as captive into freedom. Check Ephesians 4:8 through 10 for that. Also, while Jesus was there in the lower parts of the earth, or in the heart of the earth, as it says in Matthew 12:40, which is Sheol, he preached to spirits which were in prison, 1 Peter 3:19. So let's talk about present time. This is what happens to us now. Now when a person dies, if Christ is in them, they go to heaven. See Revelation 6:9 and Revelation 24. Since there will be people in heaven at that time, in Revelation time, it's probably safe to conclude that there's people in heaven at this time. It seems that Jesus, by dying for our sins and coming back to life for our righteousness, bridged the gap between Sheol and heaven for those who are righteous. And after all, Paul did say, "We are confident, I say, and willing rather, to be absent of the body and to be present of the Lord," as 2 Corinthians 5:8 says. So where is the Lord? Our Father is in heaven, just like it says in the Lord's Prayer, in Matthew 6:9, "Our Father who art in heaven." If someone dies outside of Christ, then they go to Gehenna, a fiery part of hell. But why do people go to hell to be punished if they haven't been judged or if they haven't been given a trial yet? And the answer is, it comes from John 3:18, because he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Now, at the time of writing, I've considered, if the wicked dead are sent to hell when they die, what good is it for them to be resurrected and judged at some great white throne judgment just to be thrown into the lake of fire for eternity, which would be something similar to hell, like where they were from? If anything, it seems to me that being pulled out of hell and judged would be a brief relief from what they have to go back to. The only thing that I can conclude is that all things must be restored, so their bodies must be restored, and they use their bodies to sin just as much as their spirit, so both body and spirit are punished. John 11:25-26, Jesus said unto her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." Do you believe this? Jesus is called the firstborn of the dead in Colossians 1:18. Now, there's a few people resurrected before him, but what this means is that he was the first resurrected and immortalized. Every other person who was resurrected in the past before Jesus, they were brought back to life, and then they died again later on. But Jesus, he never died again, and he never will, says Hebrews 9:27. That's how we will be in the resurrection. Our bodies will be different, says 1 Corinthians 15:35-44. Not exactly the same as they were on earth, but perfected.